Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sarah Smith from Prelude about vaping and e-cigarettes. This is part one of a two-part interview.
We've seen recently reports of mostly young adults who are getting very ill after using some vaping products. Can you explain the situation?
Yeah, so when we talk about vaping, we talk about electronic devices that heat a chemical, it could be a liquid or an oil, that either contain nicotine, which is in tobacco products, or THC, which is in marijuana. And so a lot of people think that that is just, it's just water vapor that they're inhaling, but actually it's an aerosol. And so that those chemicals embed deeply in the lungs. And so what has happened is that there's been some reports here in Iowa of four people who have severe respiratory illness.
And that's from the Iowa Department of Public Health.
That's correct. Yes, they released a release on August 22nd. So the typical symptoms start with like fatigue and possibly weight loss, and respiratory symptoms appear like cough, chest pain, headache, dizziness, severe vomiting, and difficulty breathing, sometimes requiring intensive care. And so, yeah, these cases here in Iowa, three of the four of them have been with THC products or products that have THC in them. And then one of them was with nicotine. So we don't see any specific vaping product that it's linked to. And then nationwide, there's been 193 potential cases in 22 different states.
And Illinois had a very severe case.
Yes. So there was a death that happened in Illinois. Basically, yeah, the person was put on a ventilator and then didn't get better and got worse. So, and they, unfortunately, they died. So basically what it is severe inflammation. And then some cases there's been bleeding in the lungs as well. Typically these cases need high levels of steroids. And they do tend to respond to that, but it's kind of case specific.
And with this, the Iowa Department of Public Health has told healthcare providers what to look out for. Can you share what those are?
Yes. So healthcare providers that see any of these severe respiratory illness in their patients where they're, you know, having a cough that doesn't go away, they are complaining that they're really tired all the time, or they have very difficulty breathing, even though normally they're healthy, and they vape any sort of product. They need to, for one, report that to the Iowa Department of Public Health, and then, you know, advise their patients basically to stop vaping.
And are we seeing this with a certain age group?
Typically, it's been young adults, so anywhere from, you know, like a teenager, like 16, all the way up to, you know, mid to late 20s. That's typically what we've seen, just because that's the population that vapes the most. So
that's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Sarah Smith from Prelude talking about e-cigarettes and vaping products. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.